Welcome to the Fat Man and the Douche in the Morning. I'm the fat man, John's the douche.
Wait a second. That's not what you agreed upon.
Oh, okay. You can be the fat man. I don't care.
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
I got bigger man boobs than you.
Yeah.
Yes, we recorded a podcast a week or two ago, and it was the best podcast of all podcasts, but John lost it.
I did. My computer horrifically crashed, and you missed stories of Richard and Dawkin.
Don Dawkin, yes. Don Dawkin, 80s legend, dickhead.
And seen Slaughter live?
Yep, Slaughter and Dawkin together in a club. Yeah. Just because I had time and $20. That's all it cost me to get in there.
Which is a sad, sad state of affairs.
Yep, you're taking side gigs for $20.
Because that was what, 05?
No, it was before that. It was like 2001.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, 14 years ago.
That's ridiculous.
I know, right?
So what you missed last week also is the fact that we officially came up with a name for this sumbitch. It's going to be called the Game Sports and More Podcast.
Phoning it in.
Yeah. Which point?
Just phoning it in the title. We couldn't come up with anything because we're not that smart.
No, definitely not. But that's okay. So we're going to go with that from here on out, and we're going to talk about just random stuff.
Random entertainment news, yes.
That's
right. Something like that.
Because that's important.
Yes.
So, I saw something that I forgot to tell you about earlier that I would like to kick us off with.
All right, go for it.
So you like the Fast and the Furious, right?
Most of it. Well, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. It's a guilty pleasure, I guess. Not as much as Isaac loves it, but...
He's a big fan.
Yeah, it's a guilty little pleasure. I enjoy it. I like Paul Walker.
Well, hell yeah. So they made a standalone expansion for Forza Horizon 2.
That's, just all Fast and Furious cars?
Yep. There's a bunch of them. I think there's like 12 that is set in Nice, France. And basically you're running errands for Ludacris.
Oh, of course Luda would be involved.
Oh, yeah.
But voiceover for money? No problem.
Yeah, no one else. Just him.
Move, bitch.
Because it's funny because you hear him talking on his cell phone, having conversations with, theoretically, Vin Diesel.
Nah, of course, yeah.
But you only hear one end of the conversation.
Those are great adaptation games and shorts, especially the games, when they just get one voice actor and they're like, yeah, I just talked to so-and-so. Here's your mission. That's what it is.
And, you know, you have, like, you drive Vin Diesel's Dodge Charger and he's like, hey, so this is my friend's Dodge Charger. You should probably take a photo of it for him. He'll really appreciate it.
That sounds awful.
It's honestly not bad. That part's really dumb.
Yeah, well, it's just like, I'm sure the gameplay is probably fine, but just the cutscenes and...
Oh, there are no cutscenes. It's just
audio.
Voiceover.
Oh, well, it makes sense, I guess. It's for Forza, you said?
Yeah, and it's free until the 10th.
But on next gen?
Nope, 360 or next gen.
So you just have to download the expansion?
Yeah, so you just go onto the Xbox store and just search for Forza Horizon 2. And I think it's called Presents Fast and the Furious.
All right. Yeah, I download. I'm a hoarder, so I'll download everything. My hard drive's almost full for games that I've never played.
Well, here's the best part. I've played for maybe an hour this morning. Unlocked 3 cars. Got like 12 achievements.
Oh wow!
For like 400 points.
It's almost like that Avatar game.
Basically, yeah.
Remember the one that was like 3 achievements to get all 1,000 points.
It's just hammer B a bunch.
Yeah, and I have yet to do it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because now
you
can't rent games anymore because Blockbuster's dead.
There's one in Redmond.
There's one in Bend, too, but...
Yeah, I don't think we have that game, though.
I don't want to go into a block, but I have to go in and talk to people.
That part is terrible. I do rent games from the one in Redmond occasionally.
Kind of makes a flashback to Back to the Future 2, you know, Elijah Wood's little scene when Michael J. Fox shows him how to use the gun, what is it called?
Was it six shooter? No, I don't know.
I don't remember. Yeah, but like he's like, I'll show you how to play it, and they use it, and you're like, you have to use your hands? It's a baby's toy. That's what I feel like about going into a Blockbuster anymore. The idea of actually having to look somebody in the face while I went to rent the Hunger Games. Mm-mm.
The worst part is you go in there and they're still like, well, if you don't return this by noon next Saturday, you get like a $6 late fee.
Well, now they're like, thank you for coming. Do you want something? Mm-hmm. You can keep it as long as you want. Just come back again, okay?
Please.
I have a family feed to feed.
Are you sure you don't want to watch this new Chris Evans film? I blow you, man. Just get the movie.
I know. I go into the Blockbuster, and it doesn't even have like the latest stuff that's, you know, because they do the digital streaming where it launches in the theaters, and so you can watch it or you can download it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they can't compete with that, unfortunately. But yeah, you go in there, and it's like, oh, I'm going to look for this new movie, and I'll patronize the business just to keep it alive. And we go in there, and it's like, was it always this bad? Was it always this terrible and depressing?
No, that's the sad
I don't think
part.
It was,
no,
but
it
no.
It was like joyous.
Yeah, it was fun, and there was like a bunch of people, and you had to fight for a new release, and now it's you walk in there, and you're the only one in there, and it's some weird kid working behind the counter. It's like, what did you do wrong in life that you ended up in a blockbuster?
There was a bunch, especially the one at Redmond. It's all just like, the best part is it's a bunch of high schoolers that are just getting close to graduating high school. And you can see them like slowly gain weight as they get older and older and older.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you guys look terrible.
It's like, you guys weren't even smart enough to get a job at McDonald's. They have health benefits.
Right? I mean, holy crap. But I don't know. So it's free for Forza Horizon, and the driving's fun.
Yeah,
I'm really bad at driving games.
I'm not great. I'm not great engine. They're fun. Yeah, like I like getting into a new car, but they get old a little quick.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only ones that were really fun were the Hot Pursuit or whatever.
Those,
yeah, I love getting chased by just tons of cops and hitting the spike strips or avoiding the spike strips. Those were so much fun.
So far, this game I don't think has any cops in it, but I do notice that every achievement is a Fast and the Furious themed name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, if you drift for more than like 30 meters, that one's called Tokyo Drift.
Lucas Black.
If you barely miss like ramming a tree or something like that, almost getting a collision, it's like called an inch or a mile or something like that.
No, is that right?
Then there's ones called Too Fast. Then there's another one's called Too Furious.
So, yeah, somebody really did a brain work on that, huh?
Yeah, every achievement is just random Fast and Furious themed.
I think that's the thing that pissed me off most about the Fast and the Furious, is that Too Fast, Too Furious, the sequel.
Yep.
You watched it, and it was like, oh, my God, they're kind of starting to jump the shark.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was that one-off, the Tokyo Drift with Lucas Black.
Yep.
And
the future.
And I watched it, and I was like, damn it, that didn't suck. And it should have sucked, because some guy in Tokyo with the thickest southern accent you ever seen is suddenly going to street race with the Yakuza. Like, are you kidding me? You end up headless, feetless, and armless, just a torso somewhere in the bay. Like, this isn't realistic.
Because you're a honky.
Yeah, and then, like, the CGI was even kind of predictable and bad, but damn it, if it wasn't enjoyable to watch, and I hated that, I was like, I liked it.
And the best part is the fact that the guy who does all the villains in the final race, when they're driving down the canyons,
mm-hmm.
the bad guy, the guy who drove his car was actually Tanner Faust.
Was he really?
Yeah.
No, Tanner Faust is the man.
He is.
I love his clips he puts on YouTube.
Dude, right?
The slow-mos and everything. I showed my wife those. She has no interest in rally racing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like a Saturday morning fan. I'll watch it if it's nothing else on. But those videos it puts on there, it's like, oh, it's so sweet. And he didn't start until he was in his late 30s.
I know. But apparently, I listened to an interview with him where apparently his first job was supposed to be driving like a snowplow, and then he was supposed to be driving a bus for a while, and he got fired from both for trying to drift him.
Drifting a bus would be hard. You had to be wet pavement.
I mean, he can do it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he could. Yeah, the guy's got a talent. He's got a skill.
They did an entire Top Gear episode where they tried to keep him... figure out what he could drift.
Yeah.
And it was just Adam Ferrara throwing different
uh-huh.
and he drifted like random school buses, all just random stuff.
That's awesome. My favorite one that he did on YouTube was one where they had like the old Mustang that they rebuilt and made into a drift car. That was so cool. And then he shuts down his streets in San Francisco.
Oh, no, that was Ken Block.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tanner Faust is the other kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ken Block's. Never mind. That whole washing the balls was all about Ken Block. Tanner Faust, you're maybe a close fourth.
Damn.
Behind, I don't know who second and third is, but
well,
Ken Block's the man.
Just look up the list of X Games BMX and dirt track guys from like the late 90s, and all of them are just rally racers now because they're too old and broken to get on bicycles or motorcycles.
Well, of course. Yeah. Even... Pastrana tried doing it, and I remember watching one race with him, and he was him and one other guy were racing a brand of car. I can't remember what it was, but it was nobody else had it. It was a real heavy car, and both of them got bumped, and a tiny pin broke, and their axle, their transaxle or whatever just fell off, and they were done. Their wheel just went sideways.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah, that's maybe not your calling, just like NASCAR wasn't your calling. I mean, he's getting older. He can't do double backflips attempts, you know, eating crap too. But yeah, it is too bad. But just stick to, you know, Nitro Circus or something like that.
Or at least release some more actual episodes of Nitro Circus, not that Nitro Circus Live
that,
stuff.
That's such bullshit. Like, yeah, have the tour fun. Yeah, whatever. But
the actual show was great.
Yeah, it was fine. Get that fat kid on that street bike again and have him just plow into a bulldozer again. That was awesome.
Yeah, that stuff like that crap was great. It's like, hey, we're just going to go to this broken down, abandoned skyscraper in Belize or somewhere like that and just jump off of it into the ocean.
Yeah, where they launched him. He pulled his chute and almost hit the building.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fun. The movie, like even the movie was decent. It wasn't the best. It wasn't like the series, but it was still fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Getting everybody. What did they do? Didn't they put a bunch of kids in a four-wheel drive school bus, like monster truck or whatever, and just drive them around? I was like, who would let their kid get in the car with one of those guys? Because who knows? Like, who knows what they did last night? They might be too little hopped up on Rockstar and methamphetamine and not forget who's in there with them.
Well, there is the thing, you know, they kind of forgot. Maybe they got screwed up trying to do a backflip in a monster truck, you know.
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. That was probably one of the best episodes.
That one and the Jamaica episode were fantastic.
I loved his slip and slide he had at his house, though.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Everybody just eating it on there.
It was so great. That's one show I wish they would make actual new episodes for instead of just the live ones.
Yeah, I don't even have cable, so I don't even get to see the new stuff. But like a lot of stuff anymore is on YouTube, so that's what I watch. Like right now, I'm watching a Ken Block versus Tanner Faust, but I think somebody might have just did a... Yeah, compilation.
That's all it is.
Nah, just Ken Block kicks his ass. That's probably going to be the ending of it.
Well, it's just one of those things. Like, Tanner Faust has been doing it for longer. Ken Block's way more famous. Tanner Faust has way more gold medals.
Who cares about gold medals? It's all about that paycheck. Do. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll say it's the gold medals lead to the paychecks.
Kate Upton, she's not a hot actress, but she's a hot girl. She's getting paid a lot. I don't pay to see her
she
act.
She gets paid a ton. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Those commercials are bad.
Each boob makes like $3 million.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yep.
So, no. Yeah, Tanner Faust is one reason why I dug the American Top Gear, just because watching him drive like a masterful person while the other two kind of screw it up.
Yeah. I always like watching the X Games with him on there because they had the little rally tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of years ago, they had one, I think it was in LA or something like that, and they had a jump in it. So, like, there was a lower area and an upper area, and the jump was in the upper area. So, you actually passed underneath the jump, but it wasn't like a dirt jump like that. It was just like a man made jump.
Yeah.
And during like the warm ups or whatever, somebody like hit the ramp way too slow and just dropped below and just nose straight into the side. So they ended up like building a deck across there real quick just to keep that from happening again. Jeez. Took away from the little danger thing, but it was just kind of like, well, of course somebody shorts it. They're going to fall right on another car.
Oh, yeah.
You want the danger factor and the excitement factor for the ratings, but you got to be smart about it.
You don't want someone to just randomly die.
Yeah, it's like putting a jump in the middle of a NASCAR track. It sounds awesome, but it's a stupid idea.
Yeah, it really is.
Doesn't mean I wouldn't watch it.
No, I'd definitely watch it. That's the thing. It'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Because when you're just going to watch it until the first guy dies, because it's going to be like the second car that goes over it.
Oh, you know it will.
Hitting a jump on a NASCAR track like 300 miles an hour. That would be sweet. maybe he's good enough to catch wind and go into the crowd, and we can take care of some problems.
Yes.
Take out some meth runners.
As Bill Burr says, nature's trying to help us out.
Right. It's like NASCAR was started with moonshiners. Now they're just, you know, wannabe meth runners. They show up and watch and think, I can run meth across the county.
Nobody will catch me.
Yeah, I got my Ford Fiesta.
Ooh, yeehaw.
82 Ford Fiesta.
That's right. If I got me a shot of nitrous in there, some bitch.
Nitrous, I picked it up, stole it from the dentist office.
Yeah.
I just put it right in my gas tank. Let's see what happens.
Oh, or it could be like, you know, one of those old A-Team episodes where they just went to a dentist and got the laughing gas and used that to stick nitrous in BA's van.
Don't be starting to punch holes in the A-Team thing. You're going to ruin my childhood, man.
Hey, I'll go get all 5 seasons out of my office.
Hey, there was a picture online of MacGyver the other day on the side of the road with a broken down car, not knowing how to fix it.
That's amazing.
It's like, in all fairness, he didn't have a paper clip and a wad of gum with him. It just wasn't on him.
Yeah, that's the thing is he doesn't carry that crap with him at all times.
I know. He has to be locked into a room that it's conveniently placed on the counter.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not going to say it's a flaw with the A-Team, but they had some really dumb villains. because they always locked him into a workshop.
Well, it was in America. Like, they ventured, I think, South America a few times. It was always in America, so it was always white trash.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, MacGyver was leased overseas sometimes.
True.
He's in like, Europe, or I think he made it run to Europe.
So, I watched... all right, so don't hate me for this. Actually, let me finish the story before you insult me, because you'll be well... justified for insulting me.
All right, here, let me just turn my mic off just so I can retrain.
Okay. So, I watched Lethal Weapon for the first time last night.
For the first time!
I said, let me finish my story.
No, that's just unforgivable.
So I watched it for the first time last night, and I love the fact that the random villain who's torturing Mel Gibson with the electroshock therapy at the end of the movie is generic Asian villain from every single A-Team episode.
That guy got paid, though, man.
Oh, yeah. He was in, out of the five seasons, he was in probably 60 episodes.
Yeah, oh, probably, yeah, because, I mean, he that guy got a lot of work. I don't know his name.
Me either. The like balding Asian guy with, like, the skullet.
Yeah, and he kept that same hairdo the entire time. I think he still works, but I think he's still got the same haircut because it works for being a bad guy.
Yeah, just Asian villain who knows kung fu and likes to get beaten up.
My favorite part of that is, like, it's like he's got a 2 or 3 car batteries hooked up to some kind of prod that has a sponge on it, and another one that's just like a connector. Like I don't think that would, it probably would work, but I don't know. I think it would just kill you.
Yeah, oh, like I'm sure.
Three it would or four car you. Batteries, or was it one car battery? I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is watching that, it was amazing how Gary Busey did not look like he was about to die.
Well, that's because that was pre motorcycle accident. That Gary Busey, sense. Yeah. Post-motorcycle accident, Gary Busey had some severe plastic surgery, was not quite as crazy in the head, but definitely had that same aura about him. Now he is literally just the characters he played in real life.
Yeah, he is insane.
I liked him in Entourage, though.
He was actually really good when he was screwing with Turtle all the time.
I know. I wonder if he's going to be in the new movie, which I'm excited about.
I'm pretty sure he will be.
Because they didn't advertise it.
I thought he was in that new trailer, the one that had Liam Neeson and George Takei and all of them.
I didn't see it. Maybe I missed it. I did watch it at midnight, and they poked fun at it, which really surprises me. The nerds of all people. When the king of the nerds gets a pedestal, and suddenly what does he do?
Insults.
He starts insulting douchebags. Like, just because I like Entourage, I'm not an axe-wearing douchebag.
Yeah,
he called Entourage.
Oh, I saw that episode. Yeah, it was weird.
He called it the Sex and the City for douchebags.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, now okay. I'm pretty sure your little posse is Nerd Entourage. Your
Jonah is Turtle.
No, Matt Myra is Turtle.
Okay, yeah.
Because he collects guitars rather than shoes.
That's true.
Jonah Ray, I figured Jonah Ray would be Johnny Drama.
Yeah.
Just because he's a little eccentric and music, and it's just a little eccentric. And when Chris Hardwick was dating Chloe Dykstra, she would have definitely, you know, been to Adrian Grenier, or maybe,
the Vinny or whatever.
Or she would be the E. Vinny. Vinny would be a good one. Chase. Mm-hmm. She'd probably be, I guess Chris Hardwick would have to be Vinny Chase. Maybe she was Ari Gold.
You know, that would make sense too.
Lovable, kind of annoying at the same time.
Yes.
Yep. But she did show her boobs online, so points.
Perfect use of the term.
Here you go. Yeah, I can't find random Asian guy's name.
Yeah,
it just shows it shows random Asian guy.
That's what I was trying to find it too. I was looking up the A-Team cast listing.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Like,
well, I figured I went through just the amount of episodes that people were in.
How many were uncredited, though?
That may be the issue.
I love that. And then in the Lethal Weapon cast, though, you know, Mel Gibson had a dog where he, you know,
yeah,
and it was Sam the dog, and he was as Sam the dog. So that was really his name. Yeah, just keep his name. Why do you need to change the dog name? He doesn't give a.
All I care about is the dog didn't die.
Right. That would have been a dick move. So have you ever seen the second one then?
Nope.
The third one?
Nope. Never seen any of them.
I don't even know you, bro.
Tracy and I were having this discussion last night, actually, because she's seen all of them.
That's kind of like somebody now saying, I haven't even seen Star Wars. Like, what hole are you living in?
So there's this...
Your parents should go to jail for child abuse. Not yours. I'm saying anybody that lists Star Wars. Lethal Weapon, you know.
Well, I was going to say, they didn't let me watch it because it had titties.
It's like one pair of titties at the beginning, and it was some cracked up whore that jumped off of a building.
Yep, that's true. But it was one of those things, you grew up in my family, was, you know, they used to fast forward the VCR anytime, like, even if there was no... Okay, so you know the part on...
Even if it was nuts, what?
No, well, I was going to say, even if there was no nudity at all, you know the part on Robin Hood Men in Tights where he's singing behind the sheet and his sword keeps moving up and down?
What was that?
On Robin Hood Men in Tights.
I haven't seen that in years.
Oh, okay.
Well, I tried watching it the other day. I couldn't do it.
Oh, damn.
Because it breaks into song. Anything breaks into song just pisses me off.
That's true. Well, there's a part where he's trying to sing and his sword sheath keeps moving up and down. It looks like he has the giant, like, 2-foot erection.
Yeah.
And so every time we watched that movie, my parents would fast forward because that was too vulgar.
Yeah, well, you know, some people are like that.
So that's why I never saw Lethal Weapon.
I know I went to school with kids whose parents would only let them watch G movies, like in fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so I take it you've never seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre then?
I haven't. Hey, it's just...
disappointing. Just disappointing.
So there's this guy who works for the NFL Network who he's a producer for all their, like, all the millions of podcasts they have.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a March Madness bracket of all the movies he's never seen. And on it is Star Wars, Indiana Jones, The Godfather, Goodfellas, Forrest Gump, Fight Club, Pulp Fiction. Oh, let's see here. Top Gun.
So you're just saying that he's just never had a television. That's basically what you're saying.
Well, that's the thing is he's seen like every new movie, and he went and saw 50 Shades of Grey by himself.
Who was that?
This dude who works for the NFL. He's just always like, well, I grew up in Nigeria. But
what does that even mean?
I don't know. But he
Nigeria has movies. They subtitle them.
The thing is, he always talks about how he loves movies with a passion, like within a certain
movie. With a passion?
Yeah.
With a passion. Loves movies with a passion.
You should see the actual list of movies that he's never seen.
Never seen Star Wars, but you love movies with a passion. Mm-hmm. So much so that you couldn't be bothered to go back and watch Star Wars, even though, yeah, the obscure film Star Wars that they created a whole sequel shitty
bullshit. Okay, so... I'll email you the photo of all the movies he's never seen.
I'll have to look at that later, because I don't have email here.
Well, I can send it to Facebook. How's that?
That'll work. But if you've never seen Star Wars, I'm sorry. You can see it and say it's shitty and you don't like it, and you're a Star Trek fan and a nerd. That's fine.
Yeah.
Just don't say you're a movie fan and go, nope, never seen Star Wars. I don't watch anything that was made before 1985.
Which is ridiculous.
Or you'd be one of those people like, yeah, I watched Star Wars, loved it. And then they tell you that it's the new prequel, the prequel movies they saw, and they've never seen the originals. Oh, you love the new ones, huh?
Makes me so angry. Why would you say that, people?
Right? It's with the whole thing with, all right, we're going to get into a Star Wars rant here just because it has to be said. George Lucas saying that, well, he wanted to make the new sequel just like the old one. He made it for the kids. Well, you already made it for the kids, and now the kids are grown up. They want to see some violence. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Violence is great.
Yeah, you got the Ewoks. That's the kid. They can go back and watch the original movies. They don't have to see it in the theaters. The abominations. I'm glad that Disney's got it. I'm glad he sold his soul. He couldn't be trusted with it.
Yeah, no, that's very true. He couldn't.
No, now they're going to do a Boba Fett movie and talking about a TV series. You know what? It's time to catch up to the Trekkies with all the bull they have that's clogging up my Netflix.
Oh. All the 9,000 series.
Yeah, right. Well, it's like, Voyager.
Deep Space Nine.
The Enterprise prequel with Scott Bakula, which I like Scott Bakula. Me good too. For him, but that one, I think, only went like 2 or 3 seasons.
Okay, I just sent you the list of the movies.
I don't see anything.
Well, hopefully I send it to you.
Just message it to me?
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
So take a gander at that list.
What's this guy's name? What does he do with the NFL?
He produces all the podcasts.
How many podcasts is that?
He does the Dave Damashek podcast, the Around the NFL podcast, the Coaches Show, the College Football 24/7.
Has he done this? Has he been a podcast producer since he was born? That's why he doesn't have any time to see movies?
I don't know. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
So I don't know, man. But...
you know, Shawshank Redemption, like, I saw it once. That's fine. Good Will Hunting, they picked Shawshank over Good Will Hunting. Well, I guess since I've never really seen Shawshank, that's fine. Pulp Fiction over 2001 Space Odyssey, that's what, yeah.
I didn't like 2001.
you, Star Wars episode. Okay, no, episode 5 is Empire Strikes Back. Yes. Okay, okay, over Reservoir Dogs. That's fine. I got ahead of myself there. Saving Private Ryan or Braveheart. I could argue either way on that one.
Yeah, they're both decent movies.
I like the storm and the, you know, the beach scene was probably one of the most riveting things in film ever. The Godfather over Top Gun. Yeah, that's fine with me. I don't need to see a bunch of shirtless dudes volleyballing into the next round. Fight Club over Memento. Yep. Forrest Gump over Alien. That's just a weird matchup.
It is. It was just kind of, I don't know how they seeded out their bracket.
Yeah, because like Aliens maybe should have went up against Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then Goodfellas should have went up against Forrest Gump. I don't know. Maybe even Goodfellas against Fight Club. Top Gun against Forrest Gump.
No, they definitely did it kind of random.
But Forrest Gump over Aliens and Raiders of the Lost Ark over Goodfellas. I don't know about Raiders of the Lost Ark over Goodfellas.
I always like Last Crusade more.
I like the last... Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's the one that kind of... no, I like the Temple of Doom.
That's a good one, too.
The Temple of Dooms.
I like all three of those.
But you don't like the Crystal Skull? Shia LaBeouf!
I don't know what movie you're referring to.
Shia LaBeouf!
Is the Crystal Skull one of those scary movie type movies that they made?
It's a knockoff. Yeah. It's got Charlie Sheen and...
Exactly. One of the Wayans
Anna
brothers.
Anna Faris is in it.
Yes, because she's Faris. In everything.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, just because her husband's now in everything.
Who is she married to? I don't like Anna Faris, so I don't know anything about her.
Well, yeah. Well, she's married to the guy who had the lead in a little movie this last year.
A little movie?
Called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's who she's married to?
They've been married to like 4 or 5 years, and they had a kid goodness. Like last year, a year before that.
Huh.
Yeah, they've been married for a while.
That is crazy.
Pick up a book, man.
I'm sorry, I don't like her.
Just look at a book at the checkout line at a grocery store. Never mind, I'm sorry. You just go to Mini Mart. You live off diet rock stars. You don't actually consume food. That's why you're so skinny. You
know, I only buy my merchandise from people who have no teeth.
Well, that could be anywhere.
Yeah, but in Primeville, it's just all gas stations.
Oh, just the gas stations. Everybody else elsewhere has to have teeth.
Yeah, I have to go to town pump, you know, to go buy all my necessities of life.
So this... They call him Black Tie.
Yeah.
So these are the movies he hasn't seen. So what happens when it gets to the final two? Is just the winner is the one movie he has to see,
yeah,
or
he
something?
He has to watch the final four.
Oh, he has to watch the final four?
In back-to-back-to-back-to-back nights.
Well, that's going to suck for the ones at the end. Yeah, I don't know. Pulp Fiction better not win. Better be, it better be Empire Strikes Back.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because that, I think, is the best movie on that list.
Well, I mean, you know, there's good ones on there, but...
Oh, yeah, but it's my favorite one on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I wonder if they're watching the original version or the special edition. Special edition could ruin it.
It could.
Just, nah, I mean, it could benefit, could ruin. Empire Strikes Back probably was the best out of the special editions because there wasn't as much stuff to mess with. Like,
no,
you didn't have
wasn't.
To make Ewoks blink.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
You didn't have to make a Jabba...
Oh,
take
part
out
was
Jabba's...
Terrible.
That was so stupid.
It's funny because I have the Blu-rays, I have the DVDs, and I have the original VHS copies.
Yeah.
And the best ones to watch are the VHS.
Well, I got the DVDs that had the originals on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I like. I can't watch VHS anymore. It's just, no. No. We got a VHS player and my wife's old copy of E.T., and she wanted to watch it. And I'm like, you can watch it. I'll go buy the damn DVD because I'm not messing with the tracking on a VCR.
What?
And I'm not messing with the it looks like there's Vaseline on the lens, cloudy audio, off collar, aged 20 years. That's what technology's for.
Man, you're just missing out on all the good parts of life.
No, I have an HD TV and I plan on using it.
It's true. HDTVs are nice.
Yeah, and if you watch something old like a VHS, it looks even worse. So you got to watch Lethal Weapon 2 just for the one line of, like, diplomatic immunity. Anybody who's watching the movie knows what that's about. But it's by far the worst one out of it.
Is it really?
Yeah, the second one's the worst one. And then the third one gets really good, and I think the fourth one's pretty badass. I think the third or fourth one has Jet Li in it. Yeah, the third and fourth ones were really good.
Yeah, Mara Tracy said the fourth one was her favorite.
Because I think that was one with Chris Rock in it.
Oh, awesome. So I've seen maybe 10 minutes of that one then.
That one wasn't...
Because I watched the part with Chris Rock.
Yeah, if the fourth one's the one with Chris Rock, it wasn't the best as far as like the dialogue and the interactions, because it really kind of gave, you know, Chris Rock a little, you know, panache to kind of do and say what he wanted to. And then you got, you know, what's the little guy's name? Damn it, I know his name from... where is he? I'm so stupid and retarded right now. Oh, he wasn't in the first one. That's why I'm looking at the cast list and I can't find it. From Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin?
No.
I know.
Yeah, he plays a crackhead in We Lead the Weapon, but it was just because they were shooting in an alley in L.A. somewhere.
He wasn't actually, didn't know he was in the movie.
Yeah, he was there passed out and they're like, we can get a free, you know, cameo.
Joe Pesci.
Pesci in it kind of. He plays a witness in the second one, I think, and it goes into the third one.
And he's in the fourth one.
And I think the fourth one, he just kind of gets to be kind of a character of himself a little bit, kind of plays a little bit of an annoying little guy. Whereas, you know, you watch something like Goodfellas, and he's you know, running his mouth little badass.
I like Joe Pesci. He's crazy.
Joe Pesci. It's like one of my favorite lines from Joe Carlin or... you know, Carlin, stand-up comedian Carlin. Yeah. What's his first name?
George Carlin.
What did I say? What, John Carlin?
I don't know.
George Carlin, he says, he's like talking about religion, and he's like, I don't pray to a make-believe God. I pray to the sun because I can see it every day. I pray to the sun and Joe Pesci.
So I'm not a big fan of Brian Posehn's comedy, but I do love the bit he has about Joe Pesci where he talks about screaming stuff out his car window at people.
I'm not familiar with that one.
He talks about how he used to prank call people all the time, but then caller ID happened, so he had to stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's like, so I just yell stuff out the window at people. It's like, you know, when people are lining up for Attack of the Clones, I drove past and yelled, the guard's gay! Star Trek sucks!
No, I did see that. Yeah, he did. I think he actually did that bit live.
Then he talks about how he likes to yell, like, queer at, you know, broads and stuff like that. He's like, Joe Pesci came up to me after shows like, I'm going to yell fag at a broad out the window. It's like, what? Joe Pesci just called me a fag. The guy from Gone Fishing.
Yeah, Gone Fishing with Danny Glover.
One of my mom's all-time favorite movies.
Gone Fishing?
Yep.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah.
It's her favorite movies are Independence Day, U.S. Marshals, The Fugitive, and Gone Fishing. Is how many times I've seen all four of those movies.
Oh, I countless times, I know, because you had them at on VHS at home.
Mm-hmm. So every 4th of July was Independence Day, and sometimes three or four times during the year.
That was your 4th of July, you know, like kind of how I watch Christmas Vacation every Christmas. Yep. It was Independence Day on 4th of July.
Except for it was, get in here, we're watching Independence Day. Can we do anything else? Get in here!
On VHS.
Can't blow up fireworks until we watch Independence Day. And then her VCR broke, my dad, being the nice person he is, had to buy her a friggin' copy on DVD.
Oh, so she can just loop that. Just, you know, she can just press the A-B button, and the thing will just keep going.
Yep.
Nice. I saw that in the theaters.
Oh, man.
And it was good at the time. It was fun at the time. But
no, I still think it's a fun movie.
I watched it a few years later, and I was like, wow, this is kind of really bad.
Hey, at least you can, you know, hold out hope that the sequel will be even better.
Oh, it's not. It's been delayed so many times already. It's gonna be awful.
Oh, it's gonna be horrible.
Is Harry Connick Jr. even in it?
I don't know.
And he probably gets killed the first 2 minutes. Didn't they do that? They did that in some other sequel. It's like you bring back a character and you kill him off right away.
You know what? I enjoy that movie after, you know, a couple years of not watching it.
I enjoyed it for the first couple of years.
See, after watching it 22 times in like 4 years, I had to take like a 5-year break. Then I watched it again and I was like, yeah, Jeff Goldblum's actually pretty good in this.
He was the best one in there.
Yes, he was.
I love the part where he's drinking and then Judd Hirsch comes in and tells him that, you know, gives him an idea. And suddenly he's fall down drunk and he's like, nope, I've got an idea. I'm sober again.
Well, yeah.
Communicate completely fine. I've had 2 beers and I'm already slurring my speech. And he was drinking hard alcohol, falling down drunk.
Yeah, but you're not the fly.
I'm not the fly. That was a gross movie. When he throws up on stuff to eat it, and he throws up on that dude's head, and then he eats it.
Not exactly spectacular.
No, especially when it was like, the special effects were all practical effects. So it's like flashes to this weird Jeff Goldblum head that goes blah onto this other guy's, you know, head. It's just weird.
Oh man.
I think I only watched that movie once and as a kid, and I was like, this is just kind of gross and weird.
Yeah, I've only seen it once too, so.
Back in the day when Jeff Goldblum could be like a leading man sex symbol, along with Gina Davis being the leading sex symbol actress.
That interesting times.
I know, right? A lot of coke. A lot of coke.
Yeah. And then he was, you know, went up. Was he the one who got eaten in the toilet in Jurassic Park?
No, I don't think he was in the toilet. Wasn't some lawyer dude in the toilet?
Trevor Morrell knows it was a guy who was a dickbag.
Yeah, well, he was the one who was kind of cautionary or something. Like, I don't think he was in the toilet. I think he died in the bus or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie since the theaters.
So I saw it when it first came out on video.
I saw it maybe twice. Maybe when it came out on video, we watched it again on VHS. This is just the title of this episode, just VHS. Because that's what we're just talking about, old movies.
That's a good title, honestly.
It was the worst part, man. It was so amazing when you got DVDs, just so you could skip through chapters.
Right.
Like, I just did it because I could. The first DVD I ever had was X-Men. And it was so awesome because not only did you have a chapters thing, but the little chapters screens had little square boxes that actually played, like, 10-second clips of that start of the movie. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
It's a little animated GIF. It's amazing.
Didn't even know what that was.
Nope.
Didn't know what a GIF was.
A GIF?
A GIF?
A GIF?
A GIF?
A GIF?
Got you. You didn't invent it. You get to call what it's called. The guy invented it, spells it G-I-F, says it's GIF.
Yeah, and he's wrong.
Doesn't matter. You have a kid, you can spell their name however you want. I worked with a girl whose name was spelled C-A-S-S-I-E. What was her name?
Well, apparently not Cassie.
No, it was Casey. Because you get to do that. So I'm gonna get a kid, and I'm going to... His name's going to be spelled J-A-C-K, and it's going to be Steve.
Perfect.
So it's Jeff.
All I got out of your example is that lady had bad parents.
Well, yeah, but because she's a complete bitch, but whatever.
It's all good. So did you see the photo of that Ryan Reynolds posted of the Deadpool
outfit? I did.
Outfit?
Deadpool outfit, which basically looks like every other Deadpool outfit I've ever seen.
But I just appreciate that was in the Burt Reynolds pose.
Sultry, yeah, sexy Burt Reynolds pose next to the fireplace.
I thought that was pretty great. I'm still trying to figure out how T.J. Miller's going to affect that movie.
Is he going to be in it?
Yep.
Oh, good slapsticky playing off. He'll probably be like his confidant or his little buddy or something.
That'd be sweet. Because T.J. Miller's great in movies. Even movies that aren't good, he's awesome in.
Yeah, what was the one that he did with, was like the whole monster movie? It was like the 9mm kind of look to it. Just the camera.
Cloverfield.
Cloverfield, yeah. That was a terrible movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't even realize that it was him in it at the beginning. Well, throughout the movie, but if I had known that, I probably wouldn't have paid him 2 cents of attention.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, that movie, what was it? She's Out of My League or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I didn't think that movie was very good, but I thought he was great in it.
Never watched it.
I don't recommend it.
Well, if it's got T.J. Miller in it, you know, I can hit the DVD the chapter forwards and go right to the T.J. Miller scenes and save myself some time because I don't have to fast forward and rewind a VHS.
You know, that's honestly a pretty good point.
Yeah. I remember when VHS came in four-head. You don't even know what that means, do you? They only used to be two-head.
Oh, shit.
And then they came in a forehead. And two-head, when you wanted to fast-forward, you just had to fast-forward, and you had to take a wild stab at where you were at. Forehead, you could fast-forward, and you could actually see what was going on.
Thank God for that.
Revolutionary. Then DVD was like, hey, check this out. Boop, boop. There you go. There's the credits. And you go back. Boop, boop. And there's the beginning.
And then with DVD came unskippable commercials.
That was annoying. Like how they figured that out. Somebody had managed to figure out how to copy a DVD in record time. They thought it would be years before it'd be able to be copied. And 6 months later, somebody created a burner. Somebody couldn't tell me how to do a special combination on my remote to get past shitty trailers.
Nobody could. You just have to keep hitting the mini button doesn't work. You just have to keep hitting fast forward.
You know, it's great on the rental DVDs. That's fine. You rented it. Watch these trailers. You know, watch these trailers. But when I buy it and you got those trailers on and I can't go, no.
Yeah.
Let me burn that part of the disc off.
Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, sweet, I'm just going to sit down and watch this movie. Oh, I have to hold down fast forward.
And right. It doesn't even work sometimes. This button is no longer, you know, not available to use. And it's like, you got to find, there's one button. It's either skip, it's either fast forward, it's either menu.
Yep.
If it wasn't one, it isn't one of those. I don't, it's like, then I'm not watching this movie.
Exactly.
See, take it back to Redbox.
You know, some of the Paramount movies, at least they had the option where it's like, click right here. Do you want to watch the trailers or do you want to go straight to the menu? You can just click the go straight to the menu button.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's called convenience.
Yeah. I like the fact they actually included that.
Well, yeah. And then that's why they're on the verge of going out of business, probably, because nobody sees their trailers and doesn't know what movies are coming out.
Sure. So how come we didn't name our podcast Two Pissy Old Men Reminiscing About?
We can go back. We're not committed to anything.
Okay, because last week's Lost episode
A drunk
was
and a
us.
Dick. A drunk and a dick in the morning.
Yes. Because what? Our first episode was about old PC games. Our second episode was reminiscing about embarrassing ourselves in front of comedians and musicians. And this is reminiscing about VHSs.
Hmm.
And being pissy about modern technology.
Hmm. Yeah, let's see. About the 80s and pissed. No.
Yeah.
That's some. Yeah, that'd be some 80s pissed and beer. That's what has to be in the title.
Perfect. So I've never actually watched Yogi Bear, but I considered it just for how much effort T.J. Miller put into getting the part.
Oh, yeah, he rented the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, rented the bear. And
bought the outfit.
Yeah, bought the outfit. Still owns the hat. He still owns the outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, has the hat and everything.
Like,
but
that's
rented,
just dedication.
Rented a bear and stood next to a bear to do, you know, his little lines. Could have easily just ripped his head right off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was unwise, but he's crazy. I mean, mm-hmm. He's already almost died once. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, rent a bear. Sure.
It works.
He had money sitting around. Rent a bear.
You know, he's made enough just random crap that, you know, it works for him.
You know, he's versatile as far as he plays the same character in his stand-up as he does on screen, but for some reason he still gets parts.
Yes, he does. So I know you mentioned At Midnight earlier, the episode where they went over the Entourage trailer.
Yeah.
Was that the same episode with the guy from the audience?
The Points Me guy, yeah.
Because that
he
was
funny.
Great. Yeah, he was hilarious.
Well, he was a comedian. He's a comedian.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I love that that tweet that he had. It said, you know, cats have no idea how many Valentine's people are, who they are to Valentine's or something like that. That was funny. But yeah, no, he was a funny guy. As soon as you see him walked out, like, oh, this guy is meant to be on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's crazy hair with dreads.
Exactly.
Crazy fro hair with dreads.
No, he was so funny, though. But I love, like, I was looking at his Twitter profile before I started the episode, and I was like, oh, one of Comedy Central's must-watch comedians. It's like, does that really count as an audience member?
Yeah, right?
Because Comedy Central likes him as it is.
Yeah, well, and it's also like Twitter's another platform. Like, I've actually heard somebody say in a crowd at a podcast, I'm big on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? I'm big on Twitter. That's a thing.
Which is so dumb.
It is dumb. But whatever. Like, I just don't have time. I just don't care to take the time for Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, how much time do you have to be big on Twitter?
That's the thing I don't understand.
You can make money off Twitter, I'm sure. Like, you can make money off YouTube.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I don't know. Like, maybe if I was a kid that had a video camera, but when I was a kid, video cameras were $2,000, and we didn't have the internet.
Yeah, when I was a kid...
God.
The video camera we got was given us by our grandpa because it was old shitty and he didn't want it.
Of course.
And it took full-size VHS tapes, and you could only record, like, an hour of footage.
Well, because you didn't know how to change the speed on it.
What's your point?
See? Yeah, so you could have got, like, 6 hours out of that tape.
But you know what we did with it? We made really crappy homemade music videos.
Homemade porn, huh?
No, no.
Creepy. Hanging out with your family members, making homemade porn.
That's what happens when all your family members are gingers.
Ooh, that's very bright porn.
Yeah, it really is.
Don't stare directly at the porn.
Luminescent skin.
Nobody with a soul, not a soul to be seen.
Nope. But it's just really funny because never once as a kid would I think like, oh, I'm going to take this and get famous on the internet. It was, well, because there was no internet that I knew about.
Right.
But also it's just like, we're just going to film stupid crap.
Well, I mean, that's what you did. Like, my sister and I, we just had a cassette recorder.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did. And I have the original cassettes, and I want to convert them to DVD, but I have to find a cassette player
Yeah.
first. which is a little harder than you might think, because you can go on Amazon and you can find a new one. I'm not paying $14 for a cassette player. It's just not happening. The limit's two.
Yeah.
Two, but plus with shipping. Like, you should just ship it to me to take it off your hands.
The funny thing is, I think I have two of them.
Do you have two of them?
I think so.
Yeah, I just want to convert them and then horrifically listen to them and then make copies of them and put them on Facebook and tag my sister in them. Oh, like, boop, there you go, because she's more horrified than I am.
That's what I need to do, because I have a bunch in my garage of videos that my brother made.
Yeah.
Like sketch comedy videos that Joe made with his friends when they're in like junior high. And they were real good.
There was like this little kind of documentary that was out a few years ago, and I'm trying to find it because I think it was called, it was Shut Up Little Man. You've seen Shut Up Little Man? It's called Shut Up Little Man, an Audio Misadventure. It came out in 2011, and it follows actually these guys. I think they were comedians. They lived in a apartment complex outside of LA somewhere, outside of Hollywood, and they talk about, like, they had these neighbors. There was two guys living together, and they would always get drunk and yell at each other. And they started actually hooking microphones to poles, putting out the window to the window, because the neighbors had their window wide open, and recorded them. And one of them was always yelling, like threatening to kill each other, and going, "Shut up, little man! Shut up, little man!" Just fiercely yelling at each other, and actually seeing the microphones and, like, you know, calling attention to it, but still going on the argument. So these guys actually recorded it and then gave copies to everybody. So everybody was like in the late 80s, I believed, into the early 90s comedy scene, like comedians, had underground copies of these tapes. Like, that was the original YouTube. So everybody had copies of these little tapes of these old guys, just hours and hours of these old guys just yelling at each other. Basically leading up to, I believe, ended up being a murder-suicide. I don't know.
Well, you know, there is that.
Well, of course. Not a great documentary in the fact that it kind of gets old, but just listening to the audio that was recorded by these guys, it's like, it was hilarious.
Oh, absolutely.
Now it's the stuff that ends up on Live Leak and YouTube just instantly. Back in the day, it was like, that was gold to have that stuff.
Because now you can't just, like, all right, what's trending on YouTube? Oh, this kid's throwing a temper tantrum because his
parents didn't raise him right and beat him enough, because
this
generation's a bunch of pussies. Because in the 80s, we got beat.
And 90s, too.
Damn it. Yeah, and then in the 90s.
So you don't learn unless you get smacked, right?
That's right. I got punched in the head. Like I said before, I didn't do that again.
You know what? That's just how it works, man.
All right. What else are we going to talk about?
Well, I was trying to think what other news. We both watched the Spectre trailer today.
I watched it a couple days ago. It's pretty good. The Bond movie, I don't care. I'll go see it every time.
Yeah.
And, you know, new Bond is awesome.
Absolutely. I can't wait for it.
I watched Skyfall again the other day. Enjoyed it.
Dude, I freaking love that movie.
Yeah. I was really just surprised the new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I watched that trailer, Maggie. And it had an actual quote from somebody. But anymore, do quotes really mean anything? Because like you said, there's Twitter.
No, they don't.
There's Twitter. It's like, they could say, "At Fat Man in the Douche in the Morning says Schwarzenegger is superb." But whoever that was, somebody said Schwarzenegger is superb.
That was
I don't think that's ever been a description of a Schwarzenegger acting in movie as superb. Certainly not when he was the Iceman or whatever in Batman. That was terrible.
Mr. Freeze.
They're like, "Hey, don't you want to run for office?
Why don't you chill out?"
Oh, my God. It's bad enough having Jim Carrey in there as the Riddler.
Oh, dude. Holy crap.
In theory, great idea.
And my favorite was Tommy Lee Jones' Two-Face. Like, who thought that would work?
They were trying to capture the whole Tim Burton thing. You know, Tim Burton had, you know, Joker.
Yeah.
He had Jack Nicholson as the Joker. So they're like, well, who's Jack Nicholson-esque? Tommy Lee Jones. See, they both have that wide little round face.
But it's just so funny, like, when you watch all this other stuff he's been in. Like we mentioned earlier, U.S. Marshals and Double Jeopardy.
Space Cowboys. Don't forget Space Cowboys, bro. You know, he made it to the moon.
It's got Donald Sutherland in it. I can't forget that.
Right. Well, so you know who else? What else Donald Sutherland was in?
Kelly's Heroes.
Beer Fest.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And he died in almost every one of those movies.
Right. Well, you know, hey, he pulled his own plug in Beer Fest, though.
He did.
Prost.
And then he was murdered by Jason Statham in The Mechanic.
Was he?
Because he was the old assassin who was Jason Statham's friend.
Oh, yes. And but he kills then he him. Turned on him, right? Or something?
Yes.
And turned him in.
His bosses paid him to kill him.
Ah, I haven't seen that movie in quite a while. Well, that was like the prequel to The Transporter.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's like now, what, who is it? Jim Parsons wants to play the Riddler, and then, you know, if they ever do another in like Gotham or something like that. But, well, they already got a Riddler in Gotham, but he wants to play Riddler in some kind of adaptation of Batman.
So does MPH as well.
Well, you got to give it to MPH because he's a little bit more versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the Harold Kumar movies.
Dude, he's so good in those.
No, that was where the whole MPH thing came from, you know? And I love that he plays a womanizing dude that gets killed, and then he's like,
he's always on drugs.
We saw you die. Like, what?
Dude, he's so
I have
funny.
No memory of that. I saw the Harold Kumar Saves Christmas in 3D in the theaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the penis flows into the pole.
Wow.
In 3D.
That was ridiculous.
It was hilarious. Well worth the price of admission. Giant wiener on the screen. All right. What else are we going to talk about? Let's migrate away from entertainment because we're probably clicking away some time. Let's get into something else. I know you looked up a couple of things. Let's
we're
cover
only at,
what you
know,
got.
51 minutes.
51 minutes. All right. So we got like 5 more minutes or something, huh? Or 20 or 30 or 50
Whatever.
More minutes.
Because the main things I was looked up were, you know, like video game stuff.
Let's hear it. Doggies barking and yelling. Sorry about the background noise.
Yeah. I'll beat him once we're done.
Shut those bitches up.
I'll give him the old Michael Vick.
Drown your dogs on a bucket?
Well, you know.
Nah, I'm going to have to excuse myself for that.
Whoops.
What was that bad? It was like an old Urkel thing. Did I do that?
Holy crap. I'm trying to think what all... Because as far as video game stuff goes, you know, I played part of the Fast and Furious game, and then I bought the Handsome Collection.
Hansen collection?
Handsome.
Oh, okay.
Which actually, no, I'll tell you that story off air because it's not really applicable.
Okay.
No, the Borderlands Handsome collection.
Okay, Handsome Jack collection.
Yeah. Which combines Borderlands 2 and Borderlands the pre-sequel on high definition for newer consoles.
HD.
And
not VHS.
Yeah, sadly. It'd be cooler.
Don't you collect VHS tapes or something in one of those?
I have...
It's audio tapes. I guess you collect audio tapes.
Well, my Corvette, actually my Mazda 2, both have cassette decks in them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So original? Factory original decks? They're going to eat your tapes.
Yeah.
Because that's what they made them do back then, so you buy more tapes.
Yeah.
Now they just need a DVD player or a CD player. It just punches a hole in your CD. Oh, I punched a hole in my CD. Like, watch it. It'll punch a hole in it.
You know, as long as they eat the LA Guns cassette and not the lit cassette, that's what matters.
Different generation, bro. Different generation. I'll take LA Guns over Lit any day.
It's all good.
Just because your band did a music video with Pamela Anderson. No, it wasn't Pamela Anderson. Weren't they the ones that did the one where they yeah. No, the members of LA Guns just all f***ed her.
Yeah. I'm saying they also...
When she was cute.
They also made a music video where they recreated part of the I Want to Rock video by Twisted Sister with Dee Snider playing the dad.
It's real tough to get Dee Snider to do something.
Yeah.
I got 20 bucks, Dee. I got 4 hours.
Let's do this, man. But no, so it's, it has Borderlands 2 in the pre-sequel with all the downloadable content and all the extra characters they've released.
Yeah.
And so we started playing through the pre-sequel again because we haven't played that one once.
I haven't played it at all.
It's okay. I'll let you borrow it.
You buy it on 360? Mm-hmm. Sweet. Yeah, I'll definitely borrow that.
Some of the characters aren't the best. I mean, Claptrap's awesome.
Well, they're all not. Like, any of the games had characters that are kind of annoying or not the best. But, like, the first one just didn't have as many of them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it had just a few of them. Some of the characters are a little too eccentric, a little too out there.
Yeah. But, I don't know, the pre-sequel, it's really weird how it goes back and forth between, like, some parts you'll be in space using oxygen tanks as jetpacks where you can like slam down and kill people, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Other parts you'll be in just random corridors just roaming through the same hallway over and over and over and over and over.
Annoying.
So that part, it gets annoying towards the end of the game, but the beginning is great.
Cool. And
playing as Claptrap is pretty fun.
Claptrap can be fun, like...
Because he doesn't require oxygen.
Oh, so it's kind of, you almost have to play as him?
Well, I mean, you don't have
to. So you can take your time.
If you run out of oxygen, you're not going to die unless you stand there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just letting your health, you know, seep away.
But so it's kind of like being underwater. You just have like little oxygen ports or something like that.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
But playing as Claptrap's fun because your special move, you never know what's going to happen. But most of the time is really great.
Yeah. What?
Like you can turn into a pirate ship with a cannon that just shoots stuff randomly.
Yeah, that was the genius of the character, because it was just so random. Mm-hmm. It's like, of course, Claptrap would turn into a battleship and fire cannonballs that he just made out of his own metal body.
It's true.
Yeah.
But there's like other times where it just randomizes what you are, so sometimes you'll recreate other characters, you know?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Sometimes you'll get like a corrosive butterfly that flies around killing stuff. Sometimes you'll get a missile turret. Sometimes you'll just be in a rubber ducky floaty device just bouncing around.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. Does he sing that way? Does it? No.
I wish. No.
I'm surprised. And
all.
No, I think rubber ducky is what do they call that? Community property now?
Oh, gotcha.
I think that's a like
kind of
like
sweet
Yankee Doodle Dandy. You know, you can use all those old ones. Rubber ducky's not that old, but it is pretty old.
What about the Camptown ladies like in Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, I think that's public domain. That's what I'm looking, the word I'm looking for. It's one of the few, like, you know, Mickey Mouse technically should be public domain now.
Technically, yeah.
But somehow Disney greased the right palms and paid a bunch of money. Anyway, back to your story.
But yeah, so it's fun. There's other perks where you may just not be able to stop firing or throwing grenades.
Just berserker mode?
Yeah, basically. But one of them's called, like, one of them plays mariachi music while you're spinning in circles throwing grenades, and it helps for clearing out
racial
rooms.
Sensitivity.
Yep. Borderlands is real good at it.
Oh, I love. That's what I kind of like. It. They don't take themselves too seriously.
No, I'm a big fan. But so it's not as good as Borderlands 2 or the first one.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's Borderlands, so it's still fun.
Yeah, it's still like, yeah, I mean, you got the, it's basically a continuation of all the other games, you know, just like a different background. Sorry.
And if you hate Australians, you'll love this game.
Yeah, well,
everybody's Australian.
Of course.
Because it was made by Australians, and they don't know how to find voice actors, apparently.
No, because it's cheap. Just go to Australia. Mm-hmm. Like, you want a job? All right. I guess.
Can you do a Russian accent? No. But,
yeah, I can. Crikey.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Crikey, this line for toilet paper is really long. It's an 80s Cold War joke.
Give me
sorry.
Vodka.
Yeah, can I have some vodka?
But no, it's a lot of fun, so I'll let you borrow that.
Cool.
But it's pretty. I mean, the main thing is it just runs a lot smoother on, like, the PlayStation 4.
I'm sure, yeah. Everything's a little quicker. The processing's a little higher.
I mean, the graphical differences, I can't tell that much because I still thought the old one looked good, too.
Oh, well, it's just, it's a cartoon with bold lines.
Exactly.
Like, there's really not a lot that you can crisp up in that.
Nope.
You know, it's not like a... It's not going for hyper-realism or anything, so it's like...
Which I appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an adjustment to play, but it's fun. It's just a unique... I remember seeing the trailers for it, and a lot of feedback said that everybody said that this looks terrible. Why would you do something like that?
Oh, I
and
love
then you
that
play
art
it,
style.
And it's like, oh, it didn't matter what the artistic impression of it was, because the game was fun, and everybody who loves a bunch of stuff, you get, like, all these guns.
Yeah, exactly.
And a gun that goes, yells at you and talks and is crazy and has... virtually no point because it can't kill anything worth a crap, but it, every time you fire it, it's like, yeah,
exactly. I love
racial
like
sensitivity.
That. But I just like the fact that even going back to play Borderlands 1, it still looks really good because it's that cell shaded where it doesn't age poorly like older games.
Yeah, it doesn't date itself as much. I mean, right now we can't really fathom what the next cycle of games is really going to look like, but. You know, you go back and look at the original Mario Brothers or, you know, Pong, you know, like the pixelation and everything. You look back, it's like, how did we even think that that was awesome? But when you had a Nintendo, it's like, oh, my God, these arcade games are in my house. And then the Super Nintendo comes out and be like, oh, my God, why do I play arcade games?
Oh, exactly.
They're terrible. And then they kind of up their game. And then once the Xbox 360 came out, it was, you know, just a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
I mean, I hooked up my 64 the other day. To play some GoldenEye levels.
Yeah.
holy crap, that game is ugly.
It is terrible looking, but it's such a fun game at the time.
Oh, yes, it is.
My favorite point of that game, we're getting complete sidetracked because that's what we do here.
Reminiscing about old
right? I used to play, you know, GoldenEye nonstop, and I was a wicked with the GoldenEye and the multiplayer. Mm-hmm. I could just one shot kill everybody. But my favorite part of playing that's probably one of the games that I played the mission over and over again. I just played the mission over and over again because mm-hmm. you had I think it was some kind of like metal rating or
there was
a rating.
The spy, there's like Agent 007. There's like four different ratings with different objectives per mission.
Yeah, so you had more objectives mm-hmm. in the higher one, and also was harder. It was easier for you to get killed.
Yep.
But like the bad guys, I loved. If you get up close enough to them, especially in like if you put it on the low mode and you were just fun, you just go up to them and you shoot them in the balls.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. They would grab their nuts.
They would grab their nuts and they would go hunch down on their knees and they would rock back and forth and they would eventually die. And I was like, it was mm-hmm. like one of the first little Easter eggs in a game that I really found.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, other places you just shoot them and die. But if you actually shoot these guys in the balls, mm-hmm. you sympathize. Suddenly this... this computer guy you feel bad for. I shot him in the balls. He's rocking. Like, I should just shoot him in the head. But no, I'm just going to watch him bleed out.
No, it was also one of the first games I ever watched that had idle animations, too. Like, if you're wandering around the facility, if you just stood there, there was one guard in particular who would just, like, scratch his ass.
Yeah, they'd move every once in a while and mm-hmm. kind of look behind them so you could kind of get busted if you were in the wrong place.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was such a good game.
No, it's still funny, even though, you know, 64 looks really bad.
My favorite thing was playing, what was it? There was a game I went, Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
Counter-Strike recreated all the online multiplayer maps,
mm-hmm.
Almost to a T. Beautiful. So you're playing Counter-Strike with an old 8-bit or 16-bit.
Awesome.
60, I guess it was, no, that was 64, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was old 64-bit maps with Counter-Strike. It was fun, and then they had a paintball mode, just like mm-hmm. The GoldenEye had a paintball mode.
Is that the same as the what they call the GoldenEye project or whatever?
No, I don't know.
Because I know that there is someone who's just been going through meticulously recreating GoldenEye for PC and really
this was just
detail.
Back in the day. This is like 8 years ago, and somebody just had made the map. You know, when you get on, and they'd recreated maps and made weird ones. Also, GoldenEye was really one of the first games that gave you kind of PC modded cheats as far as they had the paintball mode and they had the big head mode. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I love the big head mode.
Yeah, so you had to beat the game at a certain level and you got a mode that you could use or a passcode and it gave everybody gigantic heads.
It's so much fun. I loved all just the random crap they did.
Yeah, and it was fun. And it shows the developers knew what they were doing. It was like obviously they had hired gamers. You know, and that at that point was really early on. But they did a great job with that game because they had playability was so high. And so high. And, you know, at that time you didn't really get the floodgate of games that you have now. So when you got a hit, you had a really solid hit.
I know, right? So it is the one you were talking about was the one that I'd done research on a few years ago. And it is that one, the GoldenEye Source, where it's just the mod for Counter-Strike.
How long ago did they do it?
Well, they redid a new version. Let's see here. They redid a new version for Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
So that just made it a lot prettier.
Well, I just stumbled onto it. I was playing, it was when I was heavy into Counter-Strike before I got my 360. So this was 2007, 2008, maybe?
Yeah.
And somebody had done at least one of the maps, and it happened to be my favorite map. I don't even remember the name of it. It was like this underground corridor.
Yeah, the tunnels one.
Was
it the library?
No, the library was the best one. Because
it was the one that was the three tiers. Because there was like the one map that was broken up into different sections, and there was one that combined them all into just one big level.
That I don't know. Yeah, the one that Counter-Strike had, it was like almost everything looked like it was made out of metal, and it was like this underground, it was like corridors and decks and little passageways and everything. Can't remember, but yeah, it was just fun. It was just like, you know, an old school little thing, and it was way fun.
No, I loved it.
Sorry, I just got distracted here.
That's fine.
Because I have my iPad this time.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Eddie Murphy's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Have you seen Eddie Murphy's girlfriend?
I have not.
In Maui. Eddie Murphy is 53 years old.
Not just Eddie Murphy in a different suit?
Yes, quite sure.
Okay, just checking.
This is Eddie Murphy's girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like she's one of his daughter's friends, because he's got a daughter that's 25 and another one's 20. Yeah, that looks about the
same age.
Yeah, and they don't give this girl's age, but good for you, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, dude. Hey, man.
Damn. Looks like Elle McPherson back in the day.
Paige Butcher?
Yes. This makes his daughters hate him more, I guess, because you go on a family vacation and then you have to stand next to that. Wow.
That is crazy. Wow, that is super random.
Right?
But hey, man.
I that's what happens when I go to MSN. I end up on something weird.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, dude.
Yeah, I know, right? Little jungle fever. I'm pretty sure this one's not a tranny, though.
True.
I could be wrong. It's getting hard to tell anymore, but... that's right. You're not supposed to use the word tranny anymore.
Transgender?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know.
There's transgender.
I don't know. Like, somebody that just likes to dress as a woman, mm-hmm. but still has a wiener.
Yeah.
Not has no plans of getting rid of the wiener or boobs. Just a cross-dresser.
You can just go old school and say cross-dresser.
An Eddie Izzard.
Perfect.
There we go. I'm pretty sure she's not an Eddie Izzard.
It doesn't look like it.
No.
If
you're from Europe, Eddie Izzard.
So do you think that he does like the Dr. Doolittle and...
He Doolittle's this one right here. I'm telling you.
Do you think he does the voicest reminder of her childhood? I made this movie when you were two.
He just calls her Shrek.
Yes, perfect. Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Sorry, we got sidetracked with our panic boners.
Yeah. That is... Oh, dude.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was.
Those of you haven't seen At Midnight, you have to check it out.
Tom Lennon deals with panic boners.
Yeah, somebody updated Thomas Lennon, who is Lieutenant Dangle from Reno 911. He updated his Wikipedia page in the audience. Somebody updated it during the show to say that Thomas Lennon frequently or knows what to do with a panic boner.
That's so funny.
That's the great thing about Wikipedia, but also the bad thing. Luckily, Wikipedia did help me get through college.
Well, yeah.
Even though you weren't supposed to use it.
No, you're not, but who cares?
I know. It's like, it's well, really, like any other history book, it's about the same. It's the same thing. Some people contribute to it, so it's a 60-40.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you had a pretty good shot being right.
It looks like they got rid of it.
Oh, sure, somebody took it down.
Yeah,
it looks even though like they were able to source it.
So funny.
I'm sorry, this girl just looks like she's on a model shoot in the middle.
Maxim.
Was she?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, she better be. Why is she with Eddie Murphy?
Money.
Eddie Murphy's got no money. Remember, one of the Spice Girls had to sue him because he knocked her up?
Crap.
And when's the last time Eddie Murphy did a movie other than Shrek? He lived off that Shrek money, that voiceover money.
She's a real big fan of that comedy special from the 80s where he talks about getting by Mr. T.
Raw? Eddie Murphy Raw?
Yeah.
I watched that on First Run back in the day, which was the original version of On Demand.
Oh, it's such
But you had to rent it, and then like certain shows just aired at certain times, mm-hmm. like 7:15. So you had to rent it, so you had to be home at that time to watch it.
Oh, gotcha.
But it was awesome. Yeah, I watched... And then we had a lightning storm one night when we had rented a movie, and it caused our power to go out, and it caused our cable box to stay on, so it turned on all the on-demand channels, so we could just watch it. So I watched Eddie Murphy Raw like 10 times as a kid.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's a funny special.
It was funny, and I loved that leather suit that he wore.
Oh, me too.
Especially like him talking, like the little scene they did at the beginning when he was a little kid, talking about the monkey going to make it thunder and rain and see peas and poops on, you know. That's right. He's getting ready to do Beverly Hills Cop 4. Forgot about that.
Wow.
And apparently they're doing a Richard Pryor biopic.
Really?
And he's going to play Leroy Pryor, which I'm assuming is Richard Pryor's dad.
Huh.
Either that or brothered, but that's just rumored.
Who's going to play Richard Pryor?
Well, I'll have to check that out. But it looks like the last thing that Eddie Murphy did was Shrek's Thrilling Tales, a video short from 2012. Now he's just got a few movies in the works.
Wow.
2012, A Thousand Words. Oh, that's right. He did Tower Heist with Ben Stiller.
Oh, that's right.
Forgot about that. I actually saw that in the movie. It wasn't really a bad movie.
Really?
It was enjoyable. I thought it was pretty fun.
The previews made it look terrible. But...
It did. It was actually fun. Wasn't it Ben Stiller was in that one?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and it was like four guys or something like that, and they had some rich neighbor who had a gold car, mm-hmm. and they went to steal the gold car. I saw that in the theaters, I'm pretty sure, and I don't remember it being bad, but I'm surprised that one hasn't been on Netflix.
I saw it, not on Netflix, I saw it somewhere else on like one of the random on-demand services. I just don't remember which one it was.
Yeah. That's right, Casey Affleck, Alan Alda, and Matthew Broderick.
Wow, Broderick was in it?
Yeah, apparently he played Mr. Fitzhugh.
Huh.
But Alan Alda was the rich dude who was like under house arrest that had the gold car.
Gotcha. Tore Broderick away from the Honda CRV commercials?
Oh, tore Broderick away from his horse-faced wife?
That too.
Nah, I hate Sex in the City.
She's a scary-looking broad.
She was like considered so hot back in the day. I'm sorry, I just don't see it. It's just not my thing. If you like it, great. If you like whatever she is in Sex in the City, have at it, but just not my thing. I don't think she's... Oh, did you see that little online meme about her sitting behind Tom Hanks?
Yeah, it was so funny.
She's like giving bitch face. I don't think it was really bitch face.
I think
she was
just
like...
face.
Yeah, she has resting bitch face, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think she was more or less just like kind of listen to what he was saying, and she was just really focused. But I thought it was pretty funny because you got to... Again, anymore, you have to be cautious of what you do even as a regular citizen.
Yep.
Because you could end up on the internet.
Yes, you will.
Always, always, always.
Besides, even when she tries to smile, it looks like a really racist cartoon of an Asian person.
It's kind of like the doesn't Family Guy do something like that? No, they just always call Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, they actually, like,
always actually have
her
a horse.
With a horse.
That's right. I love that show half the time.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Apparently, Richard Pryor in the biopic is going to be played by Mike Epps.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's weird.
I like him sometimes.
No, he does really good. I didn't like him because he was in the Next Friday.
Yeah.
I think he was playing, played the cousin or something. He's done a lot of movies, but I don't know about, that's a big role, man. You got to pull it off. If you're going to play Richard Pryor in a biopic movie and
yeah,
you're going to have to dig deep and you're going to have to pull it off.
Oh, sidetrack. That's what it was. Tracy and I were watching The Dark Knight Rises the other day.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just super random that Thomas Lennon played Christian Bale's doctor in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so, just like out of nowhere. So it's like, it's Tom Lennon.
Yeah. That was a big thing. I remember listening to the podcast about it. They actually cut out a bunch of his lines. He had like this big line, all these lines in it, and then they cut it down to, you know, like just a couple of lines.
To make it more serious.
Yeah, because it was kind of slapsticky a little bit, but... Yeah, he was in the Dark Knight movie.
That's so crazy.
Mike Epps is in a movie called Meet the Blacks.
Wow.
That's been announced and come out. I'm pretty sure you couldn't do that if it was a bunch of white people.
No, you couldn't.
I have no idea what that's about, but he's also in an Uncle Buck TV movie that's going to be coming out. Uncle Buck was John Candy.
Yeah.
And this, again, looks like an all-black cast remake maybe of Uncle Buck.
So are they
without the fat guy?
Are they going to remake?
Mike Epps plays Buck.
That makes no sense.
So he's going back and recreating 80s stars in movies. So he's going to play John Candy and then John Pryor or Richard Pryor.
So what you're saying is they're going to remake Cool Runnings with him playing John Candy and there's a bunch of
white dude. Yeah. What's the sport going to be though?
Oh, no, it'll be Bob.
Oh, it'll just be... No, it's got to be NASCAR. It'd be like a black guy coaching, yes, a NASCAR team.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
Speaking of what, she's in another movie coming out called Stealing Cars.
Oh, good.
Not really doing much for the movement.
Apparently not.
But he does play the sheriff, I guess. Yeah, that'll be interesting. I don't know about that. You're going to have to pull it off, man. Like, I'm a huge Richard Pryor fan. And if they're doing a biopic, I once you have a crack pipe blow up in your face, if you can pull that off, then I'll be on your side.
Will they recreate any of the time he spent with Mel Brooks writing movies?
Writing Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably not, because so many people don't know about that.
I don't think
it would be something that... Yeah, because he was supposed to play the sheriff.
Yeah.
But he was locked in a contract with somebody else. Yeah, I don't know if anybody will put in that, because unless you've watched a documentary about it, or like the new Mel Brooks documentary mm-hmm. that came out last year, which is amazing, they talk about that. Like, if you don't know, it'll probably be too obscure, because Blazing Saddles is kind of getting to a point where it's obscure.
Which is so sad.
Yeah, the new generation doesn't know about it, and there's so much racial insensitivity and so much worry about political correctness that movie and the humor is getting lost a little bit. Which, you know, down the road is fine. We'll be considered the old racist guys yep. because we watch Blazing Saddles, a movie from the 70s.
But it's so freaking funny.
You know what? I'm also going to watch my Looney Tune cartoons.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I watched some old school ones the other day, and it was all World War II propaganda.
I love those
ones. It was all propaganda. It was all
anti-Hitler ones.
It was all anti-Hitler and the Japanese. So there's like these little nuances, like where one of the characters' face just turns into this... you know, very cliche at that time character of a Japanese, yep. like with the big teeth, just for a second. But they don't address it at all because it's such a propaganda.
Oh, no, there were so many episodes, even after, or even not when it was during World War II, where they would just like make fun of an Asian person with just the big buck teeth.
Yeah, that was kind of the common thing. Well, I mean, I saw...
And they did somebody with blackface.
I watched a Western movie James Caan.
Yeah.
Where James Caan's still fairly younger, but like it was in the 70s, maybe late 60s, early 70s, and he actually dons like a rice paddy hat,
yeah.
you know, one of those, and does the whole like really cliche racist Asian thing. And I'm like, this movie came out a little later than I didn't think it was kind of in that era, but it still totally was, apparently.
Well, I mean, they did that in the A-Team. Where Hannibal Smith dressed up as the Asian like laundromat owner.
Yes, I forgot about that. And they gave him like a mustache, like a pencil mustache yep. or something like that,
and that was like a little 1983.
Ponytail. Ah, I miss my childhood. Not because I'm a racist, but just because you got away with a lot more, I guess. And now it's just like you say one thing and everybody takes it the wrong way. I love a good cracker joke.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I don't mind it at all. Like, as long as you make fun of everybody equally, then it's fine. You walk into a comedy club, drop your expectations at the door, and get ready to laugh at some racist.
Yeah, because
it's gonna happen.
Hannibal had like the Fu Manchu.
That's right. Yeah, I totally remember that. I don't know why, but I totally remember that now.
I was just googling images of it.
I'm glad that's on your Google history now. So when you get arrested, they're going to look at your computer and be like, well, obviously.
A-Team, okay.
Yeah, no, that's not where they're going to go with that.
No,
he was a rampant racist.
Eh, whatever.
He intentionally drove his car into the bus full of Asian tourists and causes the explosion with a bag full of fertilizer in his back seat. Meanwhile, you were just trying to get home to take care of your lawn.
Yeah, it's true. That's why I don't go pick up any of, you know, fertilizer. I'm afraid someone's going to cut my brakes.
Well, if you got that many enemies, cut your brakes. Better rethink some stuff.
Yeah, probably should. But that's okay.
Well, how long have we been going now?
About 1:15.
How much longer do you want to go?
I figure we should probably wrap it up.
No, that's probably a good idea. It's been a steady downward spiral of random drunken speak on my part.
Of just stuff reminding us about how things were better back in the day.
God.
Stupid kids.
You and your techno music, your Skrillex.
Yeah, I remember when that kid was in a punk band before they kicked him out for being a little bastard.
Being like the dude from... Grandma's boy that thinks he's in the Matrix.
That's basically, yeah.
I think Skrillex thinks he's in the Matrix.
He probably does.
Skrillex.
Well,
Skrillex.
He used to be in this band called From First to Last that were like, I don't know.
I thought he was in that band called A Bag of Douches.
Well, Yeah, if you listen to From First to Last, you would be very accurate. They're a real bad band. But he was like 15 when they put him in the band as the singer, and the rest of the band members were like 25. And they kicked him out like 4 years later because he was a whiny teenager.
Well, of course.
So, and then he went and started doing his dubstep thing because his solo career of making music didn't work out.
Well, and I still don't think it's worked out, has it?
No, but he had to completely change because he was trying to be like just an actual, you know, straight up songwriter, making music on his own. And then he's like, oh, wait, I still can't sing. People still don't like me. I guess I'll make this music.
I liked it. I liked that the first time I heard it when it was called Nine Inch Nails. Thank you. Trent Reznor. Quit being like Trent Reznor.
Yeah.
You're not Trent Reznor. I don't even like Trent Reznor, but you're no Trent Reznor. Kill yourself.
Well, hey, that's a good way to end.
Two beers in.
All right. So welcome to another episode, or thank you for listening to another episode.
I'm the one who's been drinking.
Shh. I'm trying to end the show.
End it.
So thanks for listening to an episode of Games, Sports, and More, the podcast / two old bastards reminiscing about their childhood.
Games, Sports, and More, cocaine, beer in the 80s. That's what I was promised. I was promised a job on Wall Street, cocaine, and girls with big boobs. And I got none of it.
And wearing suits without socks.
That's just gross because you have foot fungus and you get it in your shoes and that's just nasty.
Hey, it's the 80s.
True. Well, that's no wonder everybody got AIDS.
Yeah, that's true.
Should have worn socks in your shoe, your loafers. It wasn't unprotected sex. It was no socks in your loafers.
That's how you get it. That and dirty toilet water. All right. We'll see you guys all later.
Bye-bye.